This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. This month's general meeting, this coming Thursday evening, should be very interesting, with a presentation by Graham Dicker on EVs and things about electric cars. We'll also be having a sale of some of the remaining items from the Lee Turner estate, so bring your cash and be prepared to bargain for some of these items. As it is our last general meeting for the year, we should have good supper and chat. Friday's lunch at the RSL was well attended with 11 people at the table. It was great to see and farewell Mass, JA7 FAS and VK5 FAS, as he and Nifty leave on Sunday to go to New South Wales. It's always interesting to talk to Mass, as he has a wealth of experience in ham radio and always has a different view of our Australian culture and way of life. The technical sessions last Saturday was very interesting couple of hours, and the discussion on getting the deviation right on your FM transceivers used for working the linked repeater network was really good. Also, we had a chance to have a look at my tiny SA Ultra and even got the software on the laptop talking to it. Rubens, VK5FE, was really surprised at its capabilities, given the price. Don't forget that if you would be interested in taking part in the OCF Balen Building Workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We are planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we're hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We are hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. The AHARS annual lunch is to be held on the 19th of November this year at the Belair Hotel. You'll need to email Jeff, VK5JB, at secretary@ahars.au to add your name to the list of attendees. Here's the information that I've received from the bistro people at the Belair Hotel. The two-course classic menu is $35 per person and will include a choice of mains, roast turkey, eggplant parmy, chicken schnitzel or fish and chips, and a choice of dessert, Christmas pudding or strawberries and cream-filled donut balls. Everyone can pay on the day. The two-course set menu makes this easy as everyone will owe $35. We have two long tables off to one side in the dining room, in the bistro, reserved. And while it's not a private space, we'll be all in the same area in the room. It's booked for 12 p.m. on Sunday the 19th of November. So when you make your booking with Jeff, secretary@ahars.au, could you please indicate your preferences from the choices listed for each person attending? The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that's of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome, people such as Mass. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It is a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards the DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for F-Call licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get onto the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Sunday the 26th of November is AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale. This event will be held at the David Roche Park, the Dogs SA facility in Kilburn, opening for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. We've also added some more commercial vendors to the list, so check out the AREG website for more details. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. Bookings are still open, and we've still got both car and trailer spaces free. So if you'd like to reserve a space, please email vk5arg@areg.org.au. Our next meeting is on Friday the 17th of November at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. At this meeting, we'll have a talk from Tim, VK5ZT, on optical communications or light talkers. Tim will cover the hows and whys of optical communications, some history, and what kind of equipment you need to get started. This will be live streamed on Zoom for our remote members, and also on YouTube on Hayden VK7HH's Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. As usual, keep an eye on the AREG website, areg.org.au, for more information on all these events. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you listen to this, a whole bunch of bleary-eyed Surge members will be intently focused on the track as the Legend of the Lakes hill climb is now underway on the third and final day of a hectic weekend. Entries for this prestigious event set a new record, with the full field of 300 cars being filled within 45 minutes of opening. There is a long list of entries in the reserve field as they hope that someone who got in will have to cancel in order that they get a chance to run. This year, Friday's event has been extended in order to try and fit as many competitors as possible into the 3 days, and so we will have extra time added to what used to be a fairly easy and casual day. Saturday usually ends up being a 14-hour or more day for some of us, as first thing each morning we need to distribute radios and freshly charged batteries to all of the trackside observer points, check that all of the cameras are working correctly after setting them up each day, and then at day's end we need to collect all the radios and set the batteries on charge for the next morning. A handful of our members have been up at the site since last Saturday, busily laying out cables and transporting TV monitors, radios, antennas, mini antenna towers and all the other required bits and pieces needed to run the event. The weather forecast is looking good, although we hope that it does not get too hot, as it's not all that pleasant if you have to sit in the sun all day, and the two observers on the side of the hill can get a bit warm even under the shelter of a large gazebo. This year has seen a couple of long-time regulars unable to participate, but we are extremely fortunate that some newer members have risen to the task and stepped up to help. This means that we have enough helpers to be able to relieve some at odd times so that they can have a bit of a walk, get a coffee, or just stretch their legs a bit. This event is by far our biggest of the year in terms of the numbers it needed for us to successfully run a safe and efficient weekend, and it is without doubt one of the most efficiently run hill climbs anywhere in Australia. With two cars on the course at any one time, instant communication of a problem is vital from a safety standpoint. Most drivers get up to 6 or 7 complete runs on the Saturday, and the club member on the start line call a couple of thousand competitors off the line over the course of the whole weekend. Tonsil lubricant is a definite requirement, high. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD. with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night's meeting was one of our very popular show and tell events. And, first up was Neville, VK5ZNP, who brought along a 476 kilohertz antenna coupler for the 630 metre handband. And it was constructed in breadboard style. And he went into great detail about its construction. And then we had Colin of EK5ACE, who showed us an antenna that he has built for the 1296 megahertz band. And it was a small disc construction, and it works very well. And Trevor, VK5ATQ, showed us a couple of QRP CW transmitters that he's built. One was for 40 metres and the other one for 80 metres. Now, he described its construction and he demonstrated them. So, many thanks to Neville, Colin and Trevor for showing us their excellent projects. Now, on the night, Brian, VK5VI, advised us that the VK5RHO repeater at Houghton now has an APRS transceiver installed, and it is now operating. So, many thanks to Brian, VK5VI, and his team of experts for their endless efforts with the repeater installation. Now, the North East Radio Club has a good supply of 9-metre squid poles, and so if you wish to have one, then contact Charlie, VK5VC, by sending him an email, and his address is vk5vc@wia.org.au. The next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 24th of November, and we'll be having an exciting talk by Grant, VK5GR, about his recent visit to the United Kingdom. Well, that's all we have for this bulletin. I see COVID is having a resurgence, so don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.